Let's see where the Holy Spirit takes us this evening from where we already started. The word of knowledge. Let's go back to our key passage. Till you know it well and where it's located in your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You know, there's some passages you just need to know better than others, where they're located. So every time you think of 1 Corinthians 12, you think of power. If you need power, that's where you need to go. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Therefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Praise the Lord. So much could just be talked about in those verses. But this evening, I believe we need to focus our attention on the gift of the Spirit called the Word of Knowledge. It's not a gift of knowledge. It is a word of knowledge. And a word is a fragment of a sentence, isn't it? So it's a piece of a sentence. So it's a piece of knowledge. It's a fragment of the knowledge of God. A fragment. I was thinking, as I was seeking the Lord and preparing for these meetings, of the knowledge of God. It's endless. And that even though God knows everything, He's all-knowing. Just try to wrap your mind around that. He's all-knowing. And I know people that know a lot of things. And I'm amazed sometimes at some of the knowledge that some people have. But just think that that's just a fragment of what God knows. The good news is, since He knows everything about everything, He should always be the first one we consult. And from that, He may send us to somebody that has a fragment of information from Him. And you know, He did that, if you look at the way the gift of the Word of Knowledge was used in the Scriptures. When you think of the passage where Peter was in a trance, and suddenly the Lord starts speaking to him, and go here, and you know, when he was dealing with Cornelius, and told him what Cornelius was doing, that he wasn't saved, you know, but he was a godly man, he with the best knowledge that he had. So God does choose to use imperfect people to utilize His gifts. He chose to share His gifts with us. And I think it's amazing that He has chosen to partner with us in this way, that He doesn't do things on this earth, everything, without some assistance by His people. Now, the word of knowledge is a condition of things right now or from the past. So when this gift is in operation, and we don't want to, I'm separating the gifts and talking about them so you understand them more. But the gifts of the Spirit can work like a tandem bicycle. They can work together with other gifts. And so sometimes you really have to look at some of these passages in the Bible to realize, oh, there were more than one of the gifts in operation here. Why? Because they were needed. So he says he disperses them severally as he will, as he wills. But what that means is, of course, it's his will, how he disperses them, but it's also what's going to be necessary. That's why when Paul said, covet earnestly the best gifts at the very end of that chapter in Corinthians, it's because you need to desire the gifts that are needed. If you're dealing with a situation and you don't know the state of the situation, you need the word of knowledge. If it's something that has to be revealed to you supernaturally, if there's not a way that you can find out on your own, especially I find this a lot in ministering to people, how can I go and get the history of the person? I need supernatural insight. Well, you could be working in a job where you're going to need supernatural insight. I'm reminded of a person that came to me and we were praying, and they said, oh, pray for my husband's job. He was putting in for a transfer. And when we began to pray, I had a vision. And in the vision, I saw his resume. And I saw this desk where he had sent his resume, but it was lost in the shuffle. And I said, Lord, what, and I'm saying on the inside of myself to the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to pray about this? You've given me a word of knowledge. You've shown me the condition of his resume. It's lost. Therefore, there's no attention being given to that resume. It's there. It's in that place of business, but nobody has looked at it. And he said, pray that I highlight it. Now, if you highlight something, what happens to your eyes? It goes right to it. And the Lord told me to pray that prayer, that he would highlight that resume and bring it to their attention, and like a stamp of favor on it. I prayed that one week, and it was in a week to 2 weeks, because suddenly I took a trip up to where the people lived. And when I walked in, the person said, you're not going to believe this, but the transfer came in. And I was like, wow. This person had been waiting months, maybe more than a year, months and months and months for this resume to be looked at, and nothing was happening. Now, I could not have just chosen to pray that prayer without the help of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we're to pray the Holy Spirit's prayers, because he will quicken us supernaturally so that we have been given authority to pray a certain prayer. Sometimes people want us to pray a certain thing. Unless I get the authorization from the Lord, I cannot pray the prayer. Now, I'm not saying that if it's the will of God for someone to be healed. But then Brother Hagin knew he could pray for his father-in-law to be healed, knew he could have spared him from dying because he was on his deathbed. And he knew it, and he was about to exercise his right, and the Lord stopped him and said, don't. He has everything in order. He has not lived right more than 2 weeks of his life. Pray that I fill him with the Holy Spirit before he goes. And so the man left, and Annie also told him to prepare his wife, because it was her father. Prepare her. Don't tell her, but prepare her. And so these are fragments of the knowledge of God to assist us. Now, what would it benefit a believer to have information supernaturally from God of a condition right now or previous? Have you ever thought, what would be the reason God would supernaturally give you some knowledge about a situation?
It could change the course
Yeah, it could change the course of your life or somebody else's.
It could be life or death.
I thought a little bit about Rich because I'm going to share a testimony that happened because of the word of knowledge years ago that I had to walk out. See, a lot of times we get this fragment, but it's usually when you get a fragment of the word of knowledge from the Lord, it's the beginning of God unfolding something that you probably will be involved with to some degree. Mm-hmm. Sometimes more than others, because one gift can lead to another, can lead to another. And I believe as a result of these discussions that I've seen it already with different ones of you saying to me that you're actually starting to become more aware that these gifts, many of them have been operating and functioning. But if anything, I'm trusting that the desire for them will heighten because you're going to need them more in the days ahead. Well, I wrote down today, some things are revealed. Okay, this is the word of knowledge I'm talking about. Some things are revealed to alert us to an attack that's being planned. Mm-hmm. Now, I've talked with a believer before, and I've shared this before, and she didn't like being alerted. It scared her. And that's why when Norval Hayes was sharing in his book, he was so scared when he entered the supernatural with God. It scared him. And a lot of people, it's because they haven't been educated in the scriptures or they haven't been around somebody with experience. So when these gifts begin to operate, it scares them on why do they know this? Mm-hmm. You'll go someplace and you'll say, oh my gosh, I knew that was going to happen. I had a dream about that, or I had a vision. And even the world is quickened on things. I've had people in the world say, you know what, I had a dream. I knew the Twin Towers were going down before they went down. Some things are revealed to bring forth healing to people. The reason that God would reveal something of the condition of a person, and many times as a minister I have to have that gift in operation because I have to know if the person is going to receive or not. That doesn't mean I won't necessarily pray, but at least it lets me know why they didn't, because there's a state within them that's not ready to receive. And sometimes it's futile to do that when a lot of times, and I know Debbie and I had this recently where the Lord just told me, don't pray right now. That a lot of times he'll say that, this is the word of knowledge, don't pray. That's not what the person needs. They need instruction. And I'm like, oh, because, you know, if somebody comes and asks you to pray, of course you're thinking, well, gosh, how cruel to not pray for someone. But unless this gift is revealed to you, you wouldn't know why you have this don't pray. Another reason that things are revealed through the word of knowledge is to prepare us. And it could be prepare you for something that's to come, good or bad. But nevertheless, the word of knowledge can prepare you. Okay. I think a lot of what I'm going to share tonight are stories, because I think stories help people to understand how these gifts are in operation. And most all of them are my own stories, because I wanted to learn, and I learned. Some of it was by mistakes, where I didn't realize that was the gift of the Spirit in operation, and I walked right over it. But one thing I did learn, and I pray that you will be willing to learn, is I made a decision at one point by reading by a believer, a Christian leader years ago, where I didn't want to miss it. You know, a lot of times people don't want to miss it. We talked about it this morning. So a lot of times they'll hesitate saying something out, the prophetic word, because they're, what if it's just me, or I don't want to speak in tongues because what if I'm making this up? And so they hesitate. But the only way you're ever going to learn is to get some experience. That's the only way you're going to learn. It's kind of like saying, I'm not going to try to play tennis because I don't want to miss the ball. But you know what? How else are you going to learn how to play unless it's not that you're trying to miss the ball. It's just that that's going to happen in building up your ability. And so it's like with any other sport that you may have, just like I was sharing, if I stop playing the guitar, I start getting rusty. Well, if you stop allowing the gifts of the Spirit to move through you, you're going to get rusty. You're going to second guess, was that God or was it? Because you're not going to become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So you can get good at knowing. Even, and we had a discussion on one of our Wednesday prayer meetings, even when the Lord tells you to tell somebody something and they don't receive it. And I had to learn that when my son was in kindergarten. When I knew, I said, are you okay? I mean, all just out of my mouth came to this little lady standing outside the little kindergarten playground. I didn't really know her, but I said, are you okay? I knew in my spirit, turmoil, trouble. And it wasn't that you could see it on the outward of the person at all. But as soon as I looked, the impression hit me. This woman's in great turmoil. And I've shared that after that day, she got me alone and said, nobody could ever figure me out. I don't know how did you know? How did you know? And that opened an opportunity for me to share about the power of the Holy Spirit with this person. Isn't that amazing? That one gift, are you okay? So simple. I mean, a lot of times we think it's got to be some big whopping knowledge that God reveals to you. But you know what? He only tells you what you need to know. And you can ask him if he wants to tell you more. See, some people, they get one and they run with it, but they didn't realize they could have asked him. And he'll tell you whatever you need to know, no more and no less. But it is a walk with him. But one of the first experiences I had with this gift just about blew my mind. I was just going, in the days that I went to a chiropractor, I was just going to this chiropractor in Downey. And I went in, and the woman was, I guess, having me stand on a scale or something. I was just getting, she's just a little girl with a little book. And I'm doing that, and all of a sudden, the word of knowledge comes to me. And you know what he said? Now, what do you do with this one? This woman wants to commit suicide. And I'm like, oh my God, what do I do with this information? What do you want me to do with this? You know, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm just coming in for an adjustment. And you know, this is a delicate, it wasn't the first time I've heard the word of knowledge, but I'd never heard anything like this revealed to me about another person. I've never really thought about, I wonder if this person wants to come. I've never really even thought about things like that. And it was the Lord said, just ask her. Ask her if she's thinking about taking her life.
Wow.
And I looked at her and I said, I need to ask you a question. Are you thinking about taking your life? Oh, I've been thinking about committing suicide. And I'm like, oh my God. What do you want me to do about this? Well, what I did about it was he had me preach the gospel. And she came to Christ. And I remember she was during the days that I also had a massage. Well, she ended up coming to this home. And when she came here, she had a migraine. And she asked if I would pray, which here was a whole other gift of the Spirit in operation. We'll be talking about the gifts of healing. And I remember when I prayed, she was instantly healed, and I felt nothing. And she's like, oh my God, it left. And I thought, oh my goodness. You know, these are just little, I'm taking little steps of faith with these. Because all you're getting is a fragment from the Lord. A fragment. Now, how many people if they had that, they walked in and suddenly that was revealed to them, they're minding their own business. They're not going into a setting that they had any idea that this was going to be exposed to them. How many would obey God? How many would ask him, what is it you want me to do about this? Now, he doesn't tell somebody this. He won't reveal things to you are not capable of handling.
That's right.
See, a lot of people think, oh my God, I couldn't do it. Well, then he probably wouldn't give you that gift. He'll give you the gift of the word of knowledge, but maybe not a specific word of knowledge about something like that. Another time that I had this gift in operation was in a dream. And so this gift, where God reveals the state of something, past or present, can be shown to you while you're sleeping. If you look at the stories of Joseph was warned in a dream. What was he warned about? This is Jesus' father. What was he warned about? The killing of his baby. And so he was warned with the word of knowledge. See, he was shown what was being planned. Mm-hmm. Here's the attack. Mm-hmm. And some people, they don't handle getting warned. So they shut God off. They don't want to know anything. And then they wonder why all these things are going on in their life. I'll tell you, really, if you're sensitive, God will usually prepare you for, not he will usually, he will prepare you. Mm-hmm. For these things. So I went to sleep one night and I had no knowledge of this. I knew this person. This person was pregnant with their third child. You've heard me tell it before, but I just think it's time to tell it again. So I knew this person, but you know, you can know people to a degree, but not know everything about them. And in this dream, I was standing in the delivery room of a hospital. And here's the, whatever you call it, the gurney that the mother is lying on, getting ready to have a baby. The father's there, and I'm standing in the dream watching what was going on. And suddenly, the baby was born dead. And I woke up. Now, that'll wake you up, wouldn't it? And I thought, my God, what is this? I mean, would that get your attention? If you had, I mean, these are not pizza dreams. These are dreams that you're like, what in the world are you revealing this to me for? What do you want me to do with this information? See, I began to converse. And a lot of times when you get a fragment of something like this, you need to humble yourself and talk to the Lord about it. Just like you and I might have a discussion about something. You need to talk to him about it. If he's giving you this, say, oh, Lord, what is this about? What do you want me to do with this information? And he said, I want you to call the person, but I don't want you to tell them the dream. Yeah. Smart God, right? Yeah. He was giving me wisdom. There's the word of wisdom now. Mm-hmm. Now, it started with the word of knowledge. He was showing me the state of an attack that was in the makings. Now, I didn't know how it was in the makings. I just knew the plan was that baby was going to die. I didn't know any of the specifics. I just knew the mother was there, the father was there, and the baby was born dead. But as I walked it out with the Holy Spirit, and I still, you know, these kinds of moments you have with the Lord are so real, it's very difficult to forget them. Mm-hmm. And I remember calling this person. I remember I was back towards my bathroom. I mean, that's how real it is. And this was many, many years ago. It had to be in the 80s, early 80s. And I remember when I called, I said to the person's name, I said, are you afraid for your baby's life? No, this person was usually very chipper. So they're like, oh, hi, Lisa. I'm like, hi, I have a question for you. Are you afraid for your baby's life? Pitch silence. and then all of a sudden burst into tears saying, my husband's afraid it's going to be stillborn. And I went, oh my God. The husband, through the workings of the enemy, was sowing seeds of death. I don't know why. It's not my business to know everything about their marital situation or everything. All I know is God wanted to save that baby's life and spare that family heartache. So I, as soon as she said that, I said, my God, I've got to get her to the prayer meeting. And it was like, I'm not asking her, the Lord, boldness. Okay, this is the prophetic word of God. I said, you need to get yourself dressed. I'm taking you to the prayer meeting. I'm like, I can't believe I'm bossing this person around. But it was the word of the Lord. And the person then revealed to me that they hadn't even opened a baby gift. See, that fear was now moving into the mother, that this baby wasn't going to live, so why open any baby gifts? So when I got off of the freeway, I remember the power of God coming on me. The baby will be fine. I thought, wow, what's happened? Something's just happened. See, there's the word of knowledge again. Something has just happened in the realm of the spirit. Mm-hmm. Well, when I showed up at her door, she said, you know, Lisa, right before you got here, I opened up a baby gift. Do you see how just me walking these steps with the Holy Spirit, with the word of knowledge, He began to turn the assignment around. Isn't that amazing? And my spirit even picked it up in the realm of the spirit. Now, when John and I were young and our kids were probably 1 and 4, we lived in another house in Downey. And I remember we were getting ready to go on a vacation. And I was very young in the things of God, but very sensitive. I've always been very sensitive on the inside of things going on. And so you don't take someone like that and you help them get to know the gifts of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit real well. They can be taken all over the place because they can sense good and evil and be drawn all over the place. They don't know what to do with it. But before we left, I had this... I mean, I know now because you reflect back. Was I warned? Was God trying to tell me anything? But I kept having this, something's going to happen to our house. And it's like, I kind of didn't want to go on that vacation. Something's going to happen to our house. And I made myself go on the trip. I just kind of pushed it to the side because I didn't like that thought. And while we were on that vacation, our house was robbed. Mm. Our dogs were maced. Mm. And I came home in shock. But I talked to the Lord about it, and I said, Lord, what was it? He said, I was trying to warn you. But because of just where you were, you didn't know to take it further with me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm glad we weren't there. But nobody wants to have something like that happen. And that's why it's so important for people to have the supernatural power of God in their life, because He can also take you back with the gifts of the Spirit and reveal why things happened or what the condition of your own heart is, right? Show you things about yourself you couldn't have known unless the Holy Spirit, because you don't know everything about you when you were little. Now, some people have gone over the edge with that. Yeah. And they've drudged up all these things. Oh, my parent did this, my parent did that. And that's dangerous. But the Holy Spirit is able, and He knows exactly how to bring people to these places. That's why I say spend time with the Holy Spirit. Yes, you will go from deliverance to deliverance, you know, freedom to freedom to freedom. And it may be kind of painful, but He knows how much to work through you, at what pace. He knows what you can handle. So, as a minister, I remember I was in ministry with someone and I had a dream. And in a dream, I saw these women sitting around a table talking about myself and the leader. And I saw kind of like a cone on a freeway. I saw this wedge that the enemy was trying to use, this wedge. And what the Lord was showing me in the dream is that some of the people were going to the leader, telling this leader certain things, and coming to me and telling me certain things, but never telling us the same thing. So it was trying to cause a wedge so the leader and I couldn't really work together. And I remember calling the leader and I said, I feel like I need to tell you this. You know, there's this wedge. Did this person tell you this? Yeah. Well, did they tell you this? No. Oh, well, they told me this. Oh my gosh. Isn't that like the police, right? You know, you get witnesses and certain people tell you certain things. And I learned a lot about people with that dream. Because some people don't want to tell certain things. I remember a minister sharing that he had had a dream and the word of knowledge came. Because people that are overseeing people spiritually, we're watching out for their souls. So we don't want anybody to, you know, to steal their soul. And in this dream this pastor had, there was a certain person in his church. And in the dream, the person had a wolf's mask on. And the Lord was showing the pastor that this was a wolf that had come in to the flock, to scatter the flock. The word of knowledge. Mm-hmm. That, you know, wouldn't you want to know that if a wolf was coming into your job, maybe trying to move you out of your job? Come on.
Do you have the result of how he dealt with that? Do you know?
You know what? He had to be wise with what he could tell publicly.
Yeah.
I have to be wise with what I tell publicly, but I'm just telling you how these gifts can operate even in your ministry, in your job. God can show you things about your route supernaturally. He can show you, but the key is, please pursue God until he says, I will tell you no more. Mm-hmm. Because he will tell you what you need to know. It's better than trying to just be suspicious and wonder. That's not good. Just relax and be open and desire the gifts of the Spirit that he will show you what you need to know. Now, I know some of these things are assignments, but he can also show you the state that it's the right time to do something. I remember when it came to buying John's truck, and it was like, on the inside, it was like, no. I had like, you know, you go around the Monopoly game, and I had, you know, don't pass, go. It was like the word of knowledge. It was like, no, not yet, not yet. Now, in the natural, it looked like it was okay. It looked like it was okay. The money was there. Okay. But it was no. And I thought, oh, man. I got to tell John, no, not yet. But it was, all I could say was, it wasn't naturally what I was looking at. It was supernatural. But then the Holy Spirit can all of a sudden say, go. It's the right time. The word of knowledge can reveal the state of things. Because why? He knows everything. He knows everything that's in our future. Everything that was from our past, and he knows presently what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to trust the Holy Spirit with his gifts to let you know. But just like we read this morning with Norval Hayes, and I think every one of us have encountered this, there was a time he didn't want to know. He didn't want to know if it was the will of God that he stayed and preached at that church. And therefore, when you don't want to know, you will shut off the gifts of the Spirit moving through your life. This is funny recently. And this is just how wonderful the Holy Spirit is, even in teeny things. One, y'all probably have seen to a degree our new windows, which anytime we embark on something new, I involve the Lord in the decisions. Because I really do want to know. First of all, I don't want to be taken advantage of. Do you? I really don't. I want the right people. And so we had had, I think we had a total of 3 people that we had talked to about windows. But it was coming to, God, what is the right person, Lord? What is, yes, you can go by word of mouth. You can get word of mouth from friends. But what is the best for us? What is it you want us to do? And I was impressed to go online, and I was Googling, you know, windows. And I stuck, which normally I don't do this, I stuck my phone number in this for people that do windows. So, of course, immediately the phone was like, bring, bring, every kind of person imaginable. And I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? He says, don't answer that one. Don't answer that one. The phone would ring again. Don't answer that one. Don't answer that one. Answer this one. So I answered it. And this man came over and talked to us. And even though John knows, I was still on guard because I understand I lack knowledge. And the guy even admitted having stuff done to your property, you know, through construction stuff, is one of the biggest ripoffs that happens to people. Mm-hmm. And you have to be at peace. You really do. I mean, you want to search things out, which I did search some things out. And praise God, they really did a blessing. But the day they were coming to do the windows, they said, we'll be there at 8 o'clock. And I just love the Holy Spirit. He's such an awesome God. He told me to get up at 7. And he also told me, and I told John, John, they're going to be here early. I just have this sensing they're going to be here early. Yeah, that's exactly what he did. You know, I'll get up at like... I said, how long is it going to take you to get all the stuff down? He said, 10 minutes. 7:30. Ding dong, they're here. I said, I told you they were going to come early. But, you know, a lot of times we can not realize that this was God alerting us so we could be ready, because definitely it was a full day of every window blown out in our house and the cold and all that. But it's those little steps where he'll begin with you and show you. And I hope that you're kind of reflecting as this message is going forth of times that you're going, that's what that was. That's the gift that was in operation in my life to show me to not do something, to do something. To not talk to that person. Oh, I'll tell you, this is a big one, especially with whatever you're called to do. Because I'm on the phone a lot, he will tell me when to answer the phone and when not to answer the phone. See, a lot of people don't bring the Lord into every situation. One of the most impacting times that had come to my remembrance for this evening was a time where I had some people come over for dinner, and the Tuttles were part of the people. And we had just a lovely dinner. I think it was some people that were getting ready to go to Israel, and we had the husbands and wives together, so we were all here eating dinner. And at the end of the dinner, the word of the Lord came to me, pray for Rich. And I was like, huh. And the Lord said, it has to do with his job. I'm going to use him very significantly in the city. And I went, huh. But the first thing I said to Rich was, Rich, we need to pray for you. And he goes, no, I'm okay. Do you remember that? I said, it's not about you being okay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there was something to that. But it was, I said, it's about your department. It had to do with him as a policeman. So we prayed. And the prayer that I remember praying was that God was going to use him so significantly in the city of Downey, in a real significant way. Well, I had no idea how it was going to be related to me at all. I just obeyed the Lord. And then I went to sleep that night. And as I went to sleep, I rolled and rolled, and John knows when I'm rolling in bed, so he knows when stuff's going on in me. I rolled and rolled in bed in turmoil over my daughter in relation to her work, and I thought, what is this about? What is this? My insides are having all these alarms going off. I've never had an alarm. I've never thought about Tricia and her work. She worked at a bank. I'd never really thought about that, but something about her and the people. And I was like, God, what is it? But you know, one thing I love about the Lord, He'll only tell you what you need to know. In other words, that lets Him stay as God. Mm-hmm. He'll just tell you what you need to know. Had He told me everything, I don't think I could have handled it very well. Not just for my own daughter, but for the state of what happened to the, you know, to the people. Even though, yes, God did intervene to a degree, but still, there were some things people had to walk through. But I prayed in tongues probably the most, and prayed and thanked God that His hand was upon Tricia. I thanked Him that His hand was protecting that bank. And I prayed until I got the, as people call it, the note of victory, until I was at peace with. Now, you might say, well, does that mean you were anxious in praying? No, but when the Holy Spirit is moving through you, it can be intense at times in places of intercession. But I knew whatever I was praying for, everything would be okay. And the next day, I remember going to the bank myself. I wasn't thinking, you know, when you just get parts, you don't know everything. But I remember thinking, oh, I got to go take a deposit. And I show up at the bank at 3 p.m, and there's signs on the bank that it's closed, which seemed really bizarre to me. And then I get a phone call from a relative that didn't even live in our city saying, I heard Trisha's bank was robbed. And I thought, oh my gosh. I called Tricia, thinking she was at work, of course. I didn't know where she was. She was supposed to be at work at 10 in the morning, or 9 in the morning. And I called and I said, Tricia, where are you? And she said, oh, I went into work at 9, and I saw they were fully staffed, so I asked if I could have the day off. She had never done that before, ever. God gave her that thought. And so I took the day off. Why, Mom? I said, your bank was robbed. You know, and she's about falling off the phone on the other side. What do you mean my bank was robbed? And then, of course, you know, Rich gave me the fine details, and he was a part of, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
In that they caught them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome? Not only caught them, but you said you caught them with, I think it was $40,000?
Mm-hmm. All the money.
All the money. Now, I remember talking to the head of the bank months later about it and how I'd had the dream and how I had prayed, and I just boldly shared. I just felt it was okay to do that. And when he heard about the money that was returned, he wasn't aware of it. I guess maybe he was a new guy, had taken the place. He said, that is unheard of. That never happens, to get all of the money like that. That's just unheard of.
Weren't those guys also typically carrying guns, and they didn't have guns that day?
That's what,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know Richie had said one was a known murderer,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have their guns.
Mm-hmm.
So even though, yes, some things took place, God spared those people.
Mm-hmm.
He spared a lot of situations. And that they were caught. So, the word of knowledge. Do you see how important it is in the day that we live in, even now, to have the gifts of the Spirit? But can you also see why some people are afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know what to do with the information. I would say, if you don't know what to do with the information after talking to the Lord, then go to somebody that has some experience. Because you don't want to sit with turmoil. And I remember I was helping out at a pastor's luncheon, and I had this flash that somebody was getting cut with a knife, because we were cutting out these huge turkeys. I mean, it was like a mass production. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I told one of the fellow women in there who was part of our intercessory prayer group, and she goes, oh, we just need to take authority over that. So we immediately prayed. See, you can get this information, but if you don't do the God thing with the information, you're not going to get the God result. Let's turn in our Bibles to Acts chapter 9 and look at a scenario of the word of knowledge in Acts. Acts chapter 9, verse 10. It says, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. Do you see the word of knowledge? God is showing Ananias, who was not an apostle. So God allows these gifts to work through believers in a vision. Now, I shared some dreams. I've shared some things that I've seen to pray, but this was a vision actually of him seeing Paul praying. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias. Now, isn't that interesting? God is giving a vision to Ananias of Paul, and God's giving a vision of Paul, Ananias. Mm-hmm. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Now, this is wonderful because people can actually come into a ministry and say, the Lord showed me, if you'll just pray for me, then I'm going to be healed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when that may happen to you, I just know the Lord has shown me. Maybe you saw it beforehand. You saw yourself go, you saw yourself have hands laid on you, and you saw yourself get healed. Well, if you see something like that, you need to tell the minister. You need to tell, this is what I saw. I remember going to a ministry I was at before, and I said, the Lord just showed me, if you'll just slap your hands on my hands, that the healing anointing would increase in my life. And when that person did that, the power of God practically blew me across the room. I could hear the chairs going ching, 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 ching. The power of God came into my being. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many. Okay, now Ananias is starting to get into his human thinking. I have heard this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it had been, scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Is that a phenomenal revelation from the Lord? How many believers would obey that? How many believers would ask the Lord, whoa, wait a minute. Do you realize what you're asking me to do? But do you see how Jesus reaffirmed by showing him the state of Saul? He said he's a chosen one. In other words, it's okay. Yes, that's the way he was, but I'm showing you the condition of him now. It's okay. You can go ahead. In other words, go ahead. You'll be okay. You're not going to be killed for doing this. He's the one that's going to be suffering a lot of things. So he showed, the Lord showed Ananias a lot about Paul's life. And you know, you wonder, well, actually, did he say it to Paul or to Saul? Oh, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto me in thy way there, sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So it doesn't really say in there if Ananias told him, but I wouldn't be surprised if he said, you know, Saul, this is what happened to me. And the Lord showed me you're a chosen one. He may have said that. That would have been the prophecy, the gift of prophecy to encourage him. In other words, the Lord knows who you are, and he's actually revealing your state to people, which don't you think that would may encourage Saul? Since he was known as a Christian killer? Because it was known, believers were afraid of him. So even the Holy Spirit had to reveal to people he was okay. And you know what? There are times that the Holy Spirit can reveal to you the state of someone else that you're going to be around. They're okay. It's okay. You can trust them to do this, or you can say this to them. And there's other times he can say they're not okay. And I believe that's how we get deceived, is that we don't listen to the Holy Spirit. And we make mistakes, thinking that people are in a constant state, and they're not. Right? They're always changing, either for good or for bad. They're either moving forward or not moving forward. Just like Judas that betrayed Jesus. I've been thinking about him. You know, Jesus would not have chosen Judas if he couldn't handle the treasury. So there was something in Judas that was capable of handling the work that Jesus had for him, but something changed in his heart. He didn't really allow his spiritual life to continue to grow. And that's why when it comes to our lives, it's not an absolute. We can have wonderful deliverances, but you know what? It's a continuous walk with the Lord. It's a day by day by day by day by day by day. Why? Because things will come to try to disturb. In this world, you're going to have tribulations, right? But be of good cheer. And that's why, you know, maybe somebody was running the race well. And what did Paul say in Galatians? You know, they were running well. Who hindered you? In other words, what happened? You were doing so good. That's why I believe it's so important as a part of a body. And here's a body of believers here. How important it is that we allow the gifts of the Spirit to operate, because you don't know that a prophetic word that you may have, the Lord may wake you up one morning and suddenly you're thinking about a certain person and you just have this thought, call him. And just say, you know, the Lord just spoke to me this morning and just wanted me to tell you how much he loves you, or he's so pleased with what you're doing, whatever it may be. Because it depends on your call, how often these gifts are used in different ways. But I will say, through my business, in the cosmetic industry how many times I would call a client and they would say, and I wasn't looking at their record, I would just have this thought, call them. See, I know naturally how to search to see if they're ready. But I found that when I operated in the supernatural, I actually had more success, not just physically, you know, with their need being met, but spiritually. So I would say, Lord, who do I need to call? And he would just quicken me. And I would call them and they would say, how did you know to call me? I can't believe you're calling me. Mm-hmm. And many times it wasn't just that they needed cosmetics.
Right.
And that's where part of my training began, was spiritually. Because many times I'll say, Lord, is there someone you need me to call? I'm just sensing there's somebody you need me to call. Who is it? So there's the word of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you pursue it, you know, you keep thinking about somebody. Every place you go, you keep seeing them. It's like, Lord, what is this? What is this you trying to get my attention? But I am so busy doing whatever that I am not asking you about this. I was sharing with Julene that they had, it was just a really amazing experience, which I don't have this happen, but they had sent an offering in the mail, and I remember opening up and looking at it, like, you know, I do, and make sure I put it in my desk or where it needs to be put in a safe place. But something in that left an impression on me, and that night I had a dream about them. I don't dream about everybody that sends offerings. I don't. I'm sorry, but that just doesn't always happen. But God began to show me, and I wouldn't say this if this was bad in a group setting, but showed me the state of them spiritually and the fellowship that was taking place and how God was going to begin to use him in a real significant way, and brought back to my remembrance the prophetic word that was spoken over you in December. And it's so important, if you've had a prophetic word spoken over you, whether here or prophetic ministries, or God has just spoken something to you in your time alone, that you don't lose these prophetic words.
Mm-hmm.
That you go back and you make sure you understand them. I have gone through the one I got recently, but many times it'll take me back to other ones that I've had because I remember them. And sometimes it's just good to put it before your eyes and really study it and make sure you understand what is it that you're saying, because then you will begin to see it unfold and you can cooperate with the prophetic word. See, I only share the part that I get. But for example, like the dream I had and the prophetic word that he had, and it was only because she brought something up at the prayer meeting, and when she brought it up, it triggered my dream. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's part. See, I just got a part. That's part of what he is working in this man right now. I was like, whoa. I only get a part. So people, a lot of times they want to know more. That's your responsibility, is to search for the more. I just get the part that should stir you enough to start seeking the Lord, because he's getting you in a preparation mode. He's really preparing you with all this fellowship that you have been doing at home, has been preparing you for things ahead. And, you know, those should be exciting moments when you get that insight from the Lord. So may you be stirred in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. May you want to know, because you may be bringing healing to somebody. You may be averting an assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be that God is trying to prepare you. And I will say to you, especially if you're very analytical in reasoning, that many times when the word of knowledge comes, someone that's very analytical will reason it right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says, prove all things. Test it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the Lord, what do you want me to do about this? Talk to him. Don't just let it hang in limbo. just from the story, I think especially the one with the dream, look at all the steps I had to take from just having that one dream. The phone call, the going and picking them up, the taking them to the prayer meeting, and then even, I didn't even share this, but even at the end, months later when the person had the baby, I was having a prayer meeting here, and the phone call came in from Kaiser to my house in the delivery room, wherever she was delivering, and we were on the phone with her all the way through the delivery of that baby. Is, I mean, that's an assignment that started with one dream. Now, had I not obeyed God, that I was willing to obey Him, if it meant this was becoming a whole assignment, I could have missed it. But many times, there might be more to what is being revealed to you. You don't want to add to it. Even the one where I prayed for the person with their resume, and I ended up going to the person, I ended up going and praying with that person, and actually help the person start their ministry here in this city. I had no idea that what I was doing for someone else would come back and actually benefit me. Is that amazing? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.